an excerpt from The Happy Lesbian Housewife, written and read by Lorraine Howell.
Pretty titties. While caring for one's father during the end stages of hospice, you would think that there would be very few times, if any, for funny moments. You would be wrong. While taking care of my beloved daddy as he battled glioblastoma, my oldest son Bubba came down from Canada to help out. I am an only child, and my mom had passed away several years prior, so I was thankful to have whatever help I could get. The minute Bubba walked through the front door, my dad's eyes lit up. He was thrilled to see his oldest grandson, but not nearly as thrilled as the girl next door was. Mandy Lou was near my son's age, and how shall I put this? Hot to trot. Yep, that describes her to a T. She saw my son's baby blues and dark curls as he crawled out of the car from her window, and it was like she suddenly became magnetized, and the attracting magnet was stuck straight to my dad's front door. The doorbell rang before Bubba could even put his suitcases down. In she sashayed, not waiting for us to open the door. This is quite common in the mountains where my dad lived, as folks just tend to walk in without being asked, and then set for a spell to chat. I'm sure one gets used to this after a while. I was not used to it yet. As Bubba fussed over his pawpaw, Mandy Lou bombarded me with a barrage of questions, statements, and squeals of delight about my handsome son. Ooh, is his divorce final yet? He should be the model, 'cause he is so hot. My youngest son, Buddy, is actually an actor and model. Bubba works in the social services field. Oh my God, she continued. He is the most handsome feller I have ever seen. I just nodded in agreement and tried to be pleasant as her voice got louder and she became bolder. At that point, I noticed that several of her teeth were missing and I became fixated on them for some strange reason. She was young, mid to late 20s. I wondered if someone punched her in the mouth for talking too much, or if her choppers had just fell out. She continued, I've seen pictures of his youngins. They are just beautiful. I agreed while trying to walk away and find something, anything to do. I sure bet that me and him could make us some cute babies too, she drawled. Oh, I just bet you could, I stated while thanking the powers that be that would never happen. Bubba was still oblivious to the exchange that was taking place between us, but I figured it was time to let him in on all the fun, so I excused myself to go to the restroom. As I went in the door, I literally saw her slam into him like a stripper to a pole. I giggled like a little schoolgirl and took an extra long time in the bathroom. When I came out, Bubba's face was devoid of all color except for two very bright, very red spots on his cheek. His eyes bored holes into me. They were pleading for help. I stifled another giggle. I'm a real good cook, and I can keep the house pretty clean, too. I can also hunt and fix the lawnmower. Mandy Lou was still prattling on while holding tightly to my poor son's arm. Bubba was trying his damnedest to get away, but that Mandy Lou was a resourceful one. When he bobbed, she weaved. She wanted him bad. So do you want more babies? 'Cause I got them baby-making hips. Everybody says so. Just look. And she wiggled her hips for him. I bit my lips to stifle a snort. I figure that I'm real fertile, too, 'cause everybody in my family is. Bubba's eyes fluttered back in his head just a bit, and I was afraid that he was going to faint. So I told him to take his suitcases to the bedroom and get settled. He grabbed those suckers up and ran like a scalded dog. I walked around the corner to check on my daddy, who seemed to be sleeping and missing all the merriment. I reached over and brushed back his hair and gave him a gentle kiss. All the while, I could hear Mandy Lou continue on with her diatribe. Oh my God, I am in love! He is just so gorgeous and he smells so good and all his clothes match and everything. I'd make you a real nice daughter-in-law. We'd get along real good and everything. Don't you think so, huh? The more she chirped, the more that I thought about knocking out the rest of her teeth. But that really didn't seem appropriate with everything that was going on with my dad and all. I simply nodded noncommittally as I began to straighten my still slumbering father's bedside table and blankets for him. I'm totally Southern myself, and I have a deep drawl when I speak, but damn, I was dumbing down fast. The IQ points were a-fallin'. You could tell Bubba what a good wife I'd make, Kim. I'm a natural blonde, and I've got real pretty titties. You could tell him that, she divulged proudly. I gulped loudly, still looking at my sweet father. Seriously, she did not just say that. She could not have. I was tired. I was stressed. I was losing my damn mind. That was it. But then she tapped me on the shoulder, and as I slowly turned to face her, I realized that she had her titties out of her shirt and bra and in her hands, and she was wiggling them at me. Right there in front of my dying father and God and everybody, she was jiggling her jugs. No freaking joke. You can't make this up, seriously. See, they are still kind of perky, and they jiggle real good. Tell Bubba what pretty titties I got. That hooks a man every time. She was glowing with pride while still bobbling her boobs at me. Bubba picked that moment to come around the corner. He stopped cold in his tracks and blanched. I did not know what it looked like for someone to blanch. Now I do. It is not a pretty sight. Take my word for it. I yanked down her bra and top and pushed her out the door while assuring her that I would extol the virtues of her tits and fertile baby-making hips, as well as making sure that Bubba knew the importance of her cooking, cleaning, hunting, and lawnmower skills. I would hold nothing back. Bubba would have all the facts. Then I triple-locked the damn door and reached down to shovel up all the IQ points that had fallen out of my head during the conversation that had just taken place. I scooped those suckers back in my head before I started to drool. As I walked back over to check on two of my favorite men, Bubba was holding onto the railing of his papa's bed very, very tightly. His knuckles were white, so was his face. Sweat was drizzling from every pore. I thought about grabbing some smelling salts, but before I had the chance, my sweet daddy, whom we had thought had been sleeping this entire time, opened his eyes, looked straight at Bubba, and said, "Damn, boy, no wonder you are gay. If I had been faced with tits and a mouth like that, I might have been too." Then he winked directly at my handsome boy and drifted back off to sleep. I should have known. My daddy had never missed a chance for a good time. Why would he stop now? Brain tumor be damned. Bubba and I looked at each other, and suddenly the giggles rolled up from the very bottoms of our toes. Even in darkness, my dad had helped us find light.
The selection was from the Sapphire Books publication of The Happy Lesbian Housewife by Lorraine Howell. For more information, visit sapphirebooks.com. To get a copy of the paperback or the ebook, visit Amazon. This recording was produced by networklisten.com.